Helen Thomas was born in Winchester, Kentucky in 1920, the seventh of nine children born to Lebanese immigrant parents. Thomas says her parents eagerly adapted to the culture of their new American homeland and went about setting great goals for all nine of their children.
They couldn't read or write, but they were extremely intelligent. And the one thing they wanted was every child of theirs to have an education, sent us all to college.
Thomas studied journalism at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. After graduating in 1942, she headed to Washington, where she worked as a copy girl at the now-defunct Washington Daily News. She joined the UPI News Agency in 1943, where she remained for 57 years. Thomas says she's always felt journalism to be her calling.
I love history, and I knew this would be the place where I could always keep learning. An education every day, and you're involved in helping the country because you seek the truth and trying to inform the American people.
In 1961, during President Kennedy's administration, Thomas became the first female journalist to cover the White House.
Well, it was wonderful, really, because there was great hope with the Kennedy administration. Young people were taking over, and they had great goals. Kennedy himself realized that time was short. I think he had a sense of destiny, rendezvous with death, believe it or not.
During the past 50 years, Thomas has covered 10 U.S. presidents and has traveled with many of them on their official trips overseas. She says one of her most memorable travel assignments was accompanying former President Richard Nixon during his historic trip to China in 1972.
Every reporter in Washington wanted to be on that trip. And so I think that the 8 days we spent there was a great eye-opener. And there was a story in everything, what the Chinese ate, how they looked, what they wore, and so forth. The most, you would think, trivial things, but really important, because we felt we were showing the world a country that had been locked down for 20 years.
Over the years, Thomas has developed a reputation for asking tough, no-nonsense questions. Here, during a White House press conference in 2006, Thomas asks President George W. Bush the reason he wanted to go to war.
I'd like to ask you, Mr. President, your decision to invade Iraq has caused the deaths of thousands of Americans and Iraqis, wounds of Americans and Iraqis for a lifetime. Every reason given, publicly at least, has turned out not to be true. My question is, why did you really want to go to war?
Yeah, I think your premise, and all due respect to your question and to you as a lifelong journalist, is that, you know, I didn't want war. To assume I wanted war is just flat wrong, Helen, and all due respect.
Although she no longer travels on presidential trips, Thomas routinely attends daily White House press briefings, where she's often the first to be called on from her front row seat. Many White House press secretaries have been on the receiving end of some of her tough questioning. In this 2007 press briefing, President George W. Bush's press secretary, Dana Perino, is on the defensive.
We are going after the enemy, Helen. To the extent that any innocent Iraqis have been killed, we have expressed regret for it.
Well, regret? It doesn't bring back a life.
Helen, we are in a war zone. And our military...
Dee Dee Myers, press secretary to former President Bill Clinton from 1993 to 1994, remembers Thomas well.
She saw her job as making sure that you were telling the facts like they were, that you were credible, that you were reliable, that you were thorough. She always wanted to say more than you wanted to. She was relentless, and it's one of the qualities I admire most about her is that day after day, week after week, administration after administration, she's always there trying to get the facts.
Thomas acknowledges that she was a force to be reckoned with.
I've been shunned a lot. I think a lot of presidents have been not afraid, but they don't want to tangle with me in terms of my questions, so they're not very happy to call on me. But I feel that we are representing the American people who don't get a chance to ask the president a question. So it's a privilege, and we should not think lightly of it.
Being shunned is something Thomas is all too familiar with. When she first started covering politics in Washington over 60 years ago, women reporters were barred from joining major press organizations.
We newswomen fought to get into the National Press Club, which is a professional club, But everything has been a struggle. In all the clubs in this country, the barred women have had to open up.
Thomas's struggles led her to become the first female officer and later one of the presidents of the National Press Club, one of the world's leading professional organizations for journalists. At almost 90 years of age, Helen Thomas shows no signs of slowing down. She is currently a columnist with Hearst Newspapers, writing about national affairs and the White House. She is also the best-selling author of 5 books. Still regarded by many as an icon of the White House press corps, Helen Thomas says she'd like to be remembered in a good way.
I think that I did seek the truth, painful as it is, and justice for everyone.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington. One.